If we start to the right of the text panel, and we look at the two cases to the right, and then even behind us to some of the freestanding cases in the middle of the room, we're basically in the land of the Sumerians and the Akkadians. The Sumerians basically lived in the area that they called Sumer in southern Mesopotamia in what is today Iraq. Sumer was divided politically between competing city-states, each controlled by a dynasty of rulers. They themselves called themselves the Sagiga, or the Black-Headed Ones, and built elaborate cities such as Uruk, Ur, and Nippur that included enormous mud-brick temple platforms called ziggurats. They commissioned and placed votive statues of various sizes inside the temples to represent themselves in perpetual prayer before the gods. If you look at the case that's the second one removed from the text panel to the right, there is some of this votive statuary. There's a large male sculpture with clasped hands in the middle, which is one of the most famous of these statues. The Akkadians were Semitic-speaking peoples in Mesopotamia, and they existed at the same time. King Sargon established the Akkadian dynasty in a political center in southern Mesopotamia around 2340 BC. They established their capital in the northern part of what is Sumer, at a city called Akkad, which has as of yet not been found. The Akkadian kings created the world's first empire. When fully developed, it came to be characterized by a profound new creativity that marks some of the peaks of artistic achievement in the history of the ancient world. If you look to the right of the text panel, you'll see, for instance, many finely carved Akkadian cylinder seals. These small cylindrical objects are among the smallest items we have in the museum. When they roll out, they are actually continuous scenes, which are very close to sort of animated movie sequences today.